Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Tuesday. It's sunny out. It's nice. It's going to be 75 degrees. It's 98.9 to Buzz. It's Spazzano and Sandy. Hello. I'm Scott Spazzano. There's Sandy Waters. You know what today is? Not only Tuesday, the 2nd of June. Do you know what today is?
What?
It's National Leave Work Early Day.
Is it really?
Bye-bye. All right, fine.
Okay, that went long. That went long.
I just wanted people to get a little. Yeah, man, today's a great day to leave work early. It's hard for us to leave work early in our careers.
Because we always leave work early, let's be honest. We're very lucky.
Well, no, but I mean,
for the rest of you who work like early and then you don't get home till dinner time, peace out after what, 11? I say 11. I'm going to lunch. I'll be right back. Big lunch meeting. Closing deals, people.
Best excuse to get out of work early? What would you use if you could?
You blame the kids, right?
Kids first, animals second. And then...
No, you can't get out of work because of your animal. What? People are going to be like, what? Go back to work.
I got it. My dog has people like, when your dog or cat has a vet problem, that's thousands of dollars, right?
Okay, maybe now in 2026, you'll have a little bit more grace. Mm-hmm. But back when we first started, no. Your pet ain't getting you out of anything.
I broke a tooth. Pipe burst at home.
How do you know the pipe burst? My kids called and said,
Daddy, it's leaking. Jury duty is a good one because, like, you know, you can get multiple days. Problem is, you may have to prove it to your employer.
You gotta prove that.
Or just be like, hey, I need to head home early today. I got something important to take care of. Just keep it vague.
You know what? I find more and more people doing that. Mm-hmm. I think we would always, our generation, would have to make an excuse of why. We can't show up to a meeting, a party, have to leave work early. And now, the younger generation, they don't.
They're just vague.
It's none of your business.
Yeah, right.
I can't show up today.
Right.
Period.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Full stop.
I wish we had those balls back then, you know. It's coming up on 5:56 on the Buzz. Listen, today, tomorrow, just beautiful day, sunny skies, seasonable temperatures, 75 today and tomorrow, sunny and warmer and 80. Okay. All right. And right now we're starting off about 45 degrees, a little chilly, but clear on the Buzz.
Spazzano and Sandy.
Hello, Scott Spazzano and Sandy Waters. What's up, Tuesday? It's going to be nice sunny today, babe. Sunny!
Oh, I can't. Love it. You can't help but be in a good mood.
Yeah,
except for When somebody in the house did this thing yesterday. I was in such a good mood yesterday because the weather was so nice. It's one of those, like, don't sweat the big stuff, but then you absolutely lose your mind over the little things.
Okay. Explain.
My daughter was, so she was microwaving something. Very good. Fine. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she intentionally, you know, the microwave lid thing that a lot of us have in our homes, you cover the plate, that cover thing on.
Mm-hmm.
She intentionally took that out of the microwave, set it on the counter, put her pasta in and heated it up. I'm like, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
Wait, and did not use the cover?
No, she says it grosses her out, it freaks her out or whatever. I don't know what she made an excuse. I go, I am going to lose my mind. And I did. I lost my mind over the stupidest little thing. I'm like, why do you get me so angry over the dumbest thing?
I got a new nickname for you.
What?
Patches.
See, you're just like her. That's exactly how she responded. And that will make me explode even more. Scott's picking on me because of perimenopause.
You realize, though, right? And you're like, oh, that's probably it.
No, right? It's those little things in life. Don't we all have them? Like, I told her, I go, listen, you're the same person who you lose your mind and you cannot stand it when someone doesn't clear the microwave. If they stop it before it gets to zero, it drives you insane. It's the same thing. I even went out and bought a really nice one of those covers. So it wasn't plastic, so we're not having plastics in our food. You know what? I'm all paranoid about that. So this was a really high end.
Really?
I spent like $25 on the damn thing.
On a microwave cover?
Yeah.
Hey, does it have the magnetic thing so you can just put it on the... Have you seen those?
My parents have that.
I want one of those.
Okay, so things. What is it?
Oh, no.
Don't sweat the big stuff. But absolutely lose your mind, go serial killer over.
My daughter walks in from school every day. She just kicks her shoes off and drops her bag and her jacket on the floor. And I'm like, dude, come on.
Dude.
Come on. Really? Or she pulled up in her scooter last night. She's bopping around and I'm working in the garage trying to clean up this mess. And she comes in, stops right in front of the door, drops the scooter right in front of the door, like literally in the garage door, like when you walk in. Like if you were carrying a bag of groceries and couldn't see, you'd kill yourself. I'm like, come on.
She's trying to booby trap your house.
Yeah. I'm like.
Oh, the other thing is when in every single person is guilty of this in my family. They'll wash the dishes. Like, even my husband, he'll be like, I'll wash the dishes. Okay, so he'll wash the dishes because, you know, we rinse them thoroughly before we put them in the dishwasher. Some things don't go in the dishwasher. But he does everything. The counter is completely clean, fine, not wiped down. That drives me nuts when there's little puddles of water all over. But whatever. Yeah. And then he'll just leave my Yeti mug. And I'm like, but did you forget? Like, what makes you wash all the dishes except for one tumbler?
Because it's yours. Don't touch it. Did you yell at him when he touched it once?
No. No, because it's not the easiest to rinse. I don't even know, but the kids do that all the time. They'll just leave, like, one or two items. It's like, what did you tripped on the finish line. You legitimately tripped on that finish line. What the hell happened?
I have kind of compartmentalized things at the house like that. Like, I'll pick up my clothes and bring them down to the laundry room, but I'll leave my wife's stuff because I don't know. And it's not on purpose because I'm trying to spite her. It's just like, I don't know what's clean. I don't know what's dirty. I don't know if she's going to rewear.
Well, if it's on the floor, it's dirty. If it's in the hamper, it's dirty.
We don't have a hamper. We have a floor. So I'm like,
you threw it all on the floor? Oh my God, that would drive me insane.
Well, the floor's not dirty. The floor gets cleaned every other day.
Yeah, but where on the floor? Like anywhere? Do we have a designated corner?
Well, you know how the bathroom, you know, you throw it over the edge of the tub, you know? We have like a bathtub, and then across from the bathtub is like a corner shower. So that becomes like the resting spot for stuff. Like right now as we speak,
I couldn't stand that.
Pajamas, if you want to call them, you know, pajama, whatever, and t-shirt are over the lip of the tub because I'll probably
sleep in them. That's again. How you start your morning in disarray like that? That would drive me insane.
No, but my clothes for the night before, I have them neatly folded right next to where I put my pajamas.
Oh.
So they're staged and ready to go.
Didn't you say you hate when people leave the... What were you saying the other day? You got so frustrated because someone here at the station did it. They left the faucet on the shower instead of the...
When people leave the... You know, like when you've got a sink that's got the spray or the stream and they left it on the spray. You turn it on, it's like... Oh my God, stop.
You were so annoyed by that.
I was, yeah.
See, we
but
all
I'm triggered
have our
by
things.
Tiny sinks right now because all I'm living out of is tiny bar sinks here at the radio station, at my house, in the basement. I have no kitchen. I'm like, God.
He's doing a kitchen reno. So if you are triggered by something, what triggers you? This is your safe space to unload.
You can call us. You can even go on the free Odyssey app and just vent.
The Buzz.
Sandy Waters. This is your big thing, you know, like spring cleaning.
Oh, stop it. This is your big thing. Listen, I would disappoint my mother. No, I do not spring clean like my mother does.
Really?
How does 818-2899, what? How does your parents, I'll say mom. Mm-hmm. I hate it to be gender specific, but in this case, I kind of feel like it is. How does your mom spring clean? How did she? Mm-hmm. And how do you?
Did it trickle down to you?
I think it's a lost art of spring cleaning. Because my mother will pull everything out, even from like the china cabinet. Everything comes out. Everything gets wiped down. The kitchen cabinets, every single plate, every single pot, everything.
Let me ask, when she worked full-time, did she still do that?
Yeah.
Now she's retired, right?
No, yes, she did. She's a freaking machine.
Wow.
Woman.
Wow.
She's insane. Moves the couch, lifts up the area rug, like everything, every inch of every window is spotless. She used to have, I don't think they got a window upgrade. I think they still have the same windows where she would sit on the ledge of the window.
Mm-hmm.
So her feet are inside the house and her body top half is outside, hanging out.
No.
Holding on with one arm on the glass.
No.
I'm trying to describe this. Am I describing this right? And she's washing the window like that, sitting on the ledge.
She would sit outside the window with her legs in the house and, my God.
Yes. Just bracing herself with one arm on the inside of the window like this.
That's
like,
crazy.
Mom, what are you doing?
That's
She's
crazy.
Insane. She's insane. This year she goes, I don't think I can do that this year. I go, Ma, I hope you can because you're in your 70s.
Hire a window cleaner.
Do not do that. Who even cares? Like, you wash your windows, and then the next thing, give it a week?
Yeah, it rains. Yeah, I know, right? I know. I hear you. There's a satisfaction to that, but I can't get...
Do you ever wash your windows?
My wife and I buy the Windex thing where you attach your hose to it and then just hit it from the outside. Seems to work well.
Okay, yeah. How about the inside?
Yeah. Maybe once a year. So bad. Actually,
upstairs too?
No, actually more now because dog noses and little kid hands are prominent on all of our windows. Yeah.
Because I do, like, I think it's kind of like, okay, is it really necessary? But I was in someone's house that they didn't wash the windows, and you could tell they never washed the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, is that what it looks like when you never wash your windows?
Ooh, you're judgy. My windows are all blown out, so they all need to be replaced. So even if you wash them, they're still kind of like...
Okay, so your windows will probably be the windows that I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Scott, you disgusting.
Yeah. We're so disgusting.
Anyhow, there is a company now, a high-tech company, that's like, listen, we will spring clean for you. We'll clean your house for free. But there's a catch. Because they're training AI to eventually do the job for us, they will have to capture everything they see and do.
Like on camera?
So they can train and capture what the robot is eventually going to do. It's this German company.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, yeah, so just, you know, if you're open for us recording everything.
Absolutely.
No.
Sign me up. What's the website?
No. What is the one? It's called Shift.
Shift. Okay.
And it's a German company.
Mm-hmm.
The Shift app website insists. Yeah. But it's like, it insists that names, faces, other personal information is automatically like getting rid of. No. Yeah. Right. I don't believe you. blurred out before it's ever used.
I don't believe you. You're there to rob us.
Any sensitive details are blurred before it's ever used. Who's blurring it? No. I don't believe this.
I can see how it blurs. Like if it sees a piece of paper, it scrambles it. Or if it sees like an ID card or a phone or something like that, it'll just scramble it.
How about my embarrassing things that are in my house that I don't even realize because I see it every day, but then when you are taking video of it, it's like,
who cares? They're not going to be like, this is Sandy Waters' house at so-and-so Lucky Bird Lane or whatever. I mean, nobody's going to. I will do this in a second. If you come, housekeeper for free? Is it just once or is it like over a series? I'll look at the website.
You know what? How cool would that be? I don't know, but it's just in New York City right now. Uh-huh. I hate to live in New York City.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many times they have to come back to train it, if it's just a one-time deal or not. There's no way. I didn't even like go deeper into that because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to let you videotape everything. Everything?
I welcome
it. You don't
it.
Want that.
I got nothing. You got on me. You got nothing on me.
Can I ask why you guys don't care?
Because like, we don't want to clean our house.
Your wife would say absolutely no to that. Why are you guys so free about everything?
I don't know.
Like, things you should be embarrassed about, you guys hit.
No, well, we're not you, but like, I don't think my wife would be like that. I think she'd welcome it. Honest
Call
to God.
Her. No way.
I'm not calling her. She's sleeping right now.
Like, but that's no. That's all your skivvies. That's all your.
Oh. Nobody has skivvies except me. Everybody else doesn't cover up their parts.
Oh, yeah, wait, I forgot you don't wear them.
Hi, the Buzz.
Hey, Sandy, what's going on?
Oh, James, what's up, man?
Is there something wrong with you? Did you get your screwdriver too tight or something?
Well, she grew up in a heavily Italian family. That explains
most of
it.
What are you calling out over here, James?
Yeah, because I think you're a little strong, a little too tight this morning, more than me.
Oh, wait.
That says a lot.
Hold on. All morning long it sounds like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, hang on. Let me do a little meditation breathing
exercise.
Do
a namaste. Namaste.
I'm going to have to unscrew a couple bolts in your head.
Yeah, thanks, man. Bye. Take it easy.
Oh, no. Wait, do I really sound uptight all
morning? Yeah, you sound a little neurotic this morning. Very, very much. Very, very.
Okay, hang on.
From flipping out over the microwave cover to, like, you know, thinking you're going to get robbed by this company that's cleaning your house for free just to gather
robots
data.
Robots casing your house?
Absolutely.
Anyhow.
The next generation of household robots, I can't wait to see. Because right now, I'm on the cusp. I'm almost ready to pull the trigger on my next generation floor mop vacuum thing robot. And because we're getting a new floor next week, we are.
Now you're just bragging. Now he's bragging. He's bragging.
I'm trying to figure out how to keep it in the space that it's in brand new condition without being lazy. It's really easy to be lazy. So I'm going efficient, and if it works, I'll let you know.
Thanks. You're such a dork.
You're such a tight wad.
Okay, anyhow, coming up in just about 10 minutes, people are divided about a new policy at one local historical museum, and they just implemented it yesterday. And what?
If you're getting married this weekend, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah, you totally are.
All right, next in the buzz.
Okay, here we go. People are divided about a new policy one local historical museum just implemented.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're planning prom, graduation, engagement photos at the George Eastman House, it ain't free anymore, people.
It's going to cost you.
You will need a reservation and pay a $400 fee.
$400 to $600 an hour.
Well, $600 is if you are in the museum.
Ah.
Outside is a $400 fee.
Oh, now, well.
So my daughter, this is the first year my daughter's going to junior prom. Okay, she already went. This was a couple weekends ago. And she said, Mom, we're all going to the George Eastman. We're going to the George Eastman. And at first I was like, wait, the George Eastman Theater? The George Eastman House? Where are we going? She goes, no, the George Eastman House. I go, don't you have to pay to take pictures there? No. All the schools do it. We all go. It was crazy. It was chaos. It was crazy awesome. Part of me was like, we don't have to pay, really? And she's like, no, you just go on the grounds. We don't disrupt anything. You know, everybody's very good about it. You take your pictures and you leave. And in my mind, at that moment, I thought, wow, that is really cool of the George Eastman House to allow that to happen.
We did it for our wedding. Jill and I did it for our wedding 15 years ago.
So many people.
Yeah.
So when we were there, it was, I mean, there was hundreds of kids there taking pictures.
So it's your daughter's fault that now they're charging $400 to take a picture outside.
Well, I, you know what? I locked eyes with one of the workers there at the George Eastman House. He was bringing in the no parking because you can't park. The rules are at that time, it was you cannot park on the grounds, but you could take pictures in the garden. So this guy was bringing in the sign that says, do not park here. You're not allowed to park here. And for some reason, he locked eyes with me and I could see the stress in his face.
Yeah.
He looked so freaking annoyed by the fact there were hundreds of kids taking pictures.
You know, I see this rule. I think it's reasonable. But I think the price creates like a velvet rope. Wealthier couples and families now can still get the George Eastman House look.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, everybody now has got to go to Highland Park with a phone timer and a little bit of hope that there's still flowers.
It's so funny, the reactions from people. One person said kind of what you're saying. There's irony in this decision, considering how George Eastman was a pioneer of making photography more accessible and affordable to everyday people.
I know, right?
And now you slap on this high fee that's kind of tone deaf in their eyes, they said.
It's $23 to get in, which is also very reasonable for that amazing historical place. But I get it. Stuff's getting ruined. And you can thank social media and everybody standing in a bed of tulips trying to take pictures.
See, I don't know if things are getting ruined because I was really paying attention because that's what I thought. You got all these people, something's going to get damaged. All of the kids, honestly, were very respectful. They realized and recognized how beautiful this museum was. And that's why, like, I don't think I would have known about, if I was a kid, I wouldn't even know about the George Eastman House if my parents didn't tell me, right? Oh. They're kind of oblivious to those historical things that we have. This made my daughter so passionate about the house because she was exposed to it taking her prom pictures. So
they don't go to like field trips and stuff? Isn't that like one of the field trip roundabouts?
That
Strong
really,
Museum, the whole package?
If you're going to, no.
Zoo.
She never did. But when you do those field trips, it's typically elementary school. And you take it for granted. You're really not paying attention. But she had a new appreciation because she's looking at the beauty because she's looking for the perfect shot.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But they said it is because of the influx and the surge of popularity.
Yeah. You know. So what happens now if somebody comes onto the grounds? They're like, do you have a reservation? It's like, how does that work?
Idea.
How do they police that? If you want to sneak up at sunrise at the little grotto there and take a couple shots.
Yeah, I don't know. They said, like, if you, I don't know. They said that the professional photographies, and even if you're not, even if you're just going for, like, your prom photos or senior portraits. You know how many people were already planned the senior portraits?
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
Do guys like taking the pictures? Do you guys
like zoom in on it a little bit? What were you talking about? What kind of pictures? Where? What? For what?
When Lexi was taking your pictures, all the prom pictures, I looked at all those guys, those kids that were the prom dates, and they looked like they were just along for the ride. Do guys really pay attention to that, where the pictures are being taken?
At that age, no. But like at when it came to the wedding. Like when we did our pictures there, for instance.
Yeah
absolutely. All into it.
Oh, you do? Do care?
Yes, we do. Yeah. And it's not like we're over, like, you know, like, no, a little to the left. But no, like, oh, my God, we're here. This is amazing. We got to go out on the balcony at the front of the house. They never, like, we don't usually let people do this. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so great. I'll never forget that. That's one of the highlights of my wedding day.
I didn't realize you guys even cared.
But when you're 16 and you're taking prom pictures, you're just thinking about one thing, you know?
And what is that one thing?
Oh, no, let your mind wander. It's coming up on 6:54 on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. We got tickets to Jessica Simpson coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Wait, don't tell me.
Yeah, but just after 7 o'clock, among the 250 best places to live in America for 2026-2027, so this is the most current list ever.
Yeah.
Only one local town made it on the list.
All right, we'll get to that over the top.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
Honestly, they're part of my whole childhood, and the fact that my kids now have that too on the buzz every morning, that's not something I take for granted.
They helped me catch my cheating husband on War of the Roses. I was sitting in my car shaking. I'll never forget that as long as I live. It was crazy, but I'm glad they were there for me.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap, screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
On 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy. Beautiful late spring day, sunny and 75. Just perfect. Just lock that in all year long. Can't wait. Love that.
Okay.
Scott Fiziano and Sandy Waters here. What you got, guys?
So there is one local town that today, if you are from this town, if you live here now, you can walk proud today because you are the only town, you live in the only town that made the 250 best places to live in America for 2026-2027. So this is like the newest of newest surveys.
Cool.
From the U.S. News and World Report.
Do you know if we've been on this list before? Didn't Fairport make it 1 year?
I have no idea. I do not know what we're talking about now. So out of all New York towns that made the list, one local town ranked 190 nationally.
Okay. All right.
Only three New York towns made the list.
Oh, okay.
Massapequa. What is it? Where is it? I can never live there.
Stumble.
What is that?
Massapequa.
Massapequa Park, Hicksville.
Mm-hmm.
And?
I want to say Fairport or, let me think, or Victor. Fairport. I'm going to say Fairport. Am I right?
Is that your final answer?
This is my final answer.
Okay. And now I'm going to tell you what it's based on and tell me if you want to change your answer.
Oh, okay.
Affordability.
All right. Yeah.
Value.
Yeah.
Job market.
Hmm.
Quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Desirability.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful there.
Consumer survey responses about what people want in a place to live.
Okay.
Do you keep your answer at Fairport?
I'm keeping my answer at Fairport. It is my final answer.
Greece!
What?
Freaking New York, where I live. That's right. Greece represent.
West Side! We're 190th.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare water this down. We're the only ones. Greece. That's right. You walk around thinking like you're feeling judged by the East Side. Now, today, you walk into the office with your East Side friends and you say, I'm on the list. You ain't Fairport. You ain't Pittsford. So Holmes, Holmes, listen to how he says it.
No, it's great. No.
You don't even mean it.
I do mean
What's wrong with you Eastsiders?
No, I do mean it because Greece is borked upon very much.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll get there. Why Greece does get a bad rap. And if a thought comes to mind, let me know, 818-2899. But they say it's Greece because they made the list. Homes are generally less expensive than many east side suburbs like Pittsford and Brighton. It offers a lot of shopping, services, and major road access, which it is. I mean, you don't really have to leave Greece ever.
Yeah, no, everything you need is right there, right?
It's right here.
Yeah.
And that is why my parents never leave Greece.
Yes, right.
Residents get proximity to Rochester, the city of Rochester, and Lake Ontario without paying some of the higher housing costs found elsewhere.
So I see.
The water's right there.
Sure is.
And more square footage for the money.
Right. Okay.
Which is, I mean, taxes are high, though. But this is really, honestly, God honest truth, why we stayed here. We looked everywhere. It's because you could get more house for the money.
You can
bang
get more,
for the buck.
Yeah, more house.
Absolutely.
I gotcha. Well, congratulations to Greece, New York, making the 250 best places to live in America.
In America, you know how proud I was? I like a tear rolled down my cheek when I saw this. I was like, oh my God, we did it, people.
Yeah. Yay.
Now, why is it? You're from Webster.
Uh-huh. Webster, Penfield, West Webster.
What? This is what Greece people really do honestly want to know. Why do we get a bad rap? Why do you guys look down on us?
Maybe it's because of the... I don't know. I think maybe it's just a stereotype. And I don't know what that stereotype is. What can I nail into that stereotype?
Where did it come from?
It's too much. Like, you know, like Ridge Road is just a giant highway of retail and shopping. But it's not like a town like Pittsford where you could just walk up and down the street to shop. It's that urban feel. Not suburban feel.
It's like Jefferson Road.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
There is no... Yeah. And you know what? People in Greece do long for that. We do say that a lot. We're like, we need like a little... Well, you know, we're all Italian here. So we're like, we need a little piazza. We need a little just gathering place. Or just like a main street to walk down.
Yeah.
We would love that.
Right, right. And like where I live, there is not that. But there is local... Like, you know, where I live...
Oh, yeah. Webster, you guys don't have... Do you?
But we have that suburban tucked away kind of feel. Where, you know, 3 minutes away... Like you're in your driveway or you're in your backyard and you feel like you're the only person living there.
Okay.
And then 3 minutes away, you've got Wegmans and Walmart and all that
That's
kind of
true.
Stuff. So it's kind of neat. Yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't make the list. Sorry.
It's fine.
High five to my Greece friends.
One action, two opinions. You decide. Sandy's jerk or justified.
With this bird, jerk or justified. My roommate's girlfriend is at the apartment nearly every night. She pretty much lives here, rent free. So I want to ask her to pitch in for rent or have my buddy pay more. I don't know. I mean, if she was cleaning or cooking or grocery shopping or, I don't know, contributing anything to the apartment, maybe that's okay, but she does nothing because she's just the girlfriend, but yet she's here all the time. Mm-hmm. So, jerk or justified to ask her to pay.
Whoa! Oh. He doesn't have a spine to confront his roommate, but he's got a spine to put his voice on.
I know! It's weird. I think he was having second. Well, see, now I feel guilty playing that voice message.
Why?
Because he's not answering his phone.
Oh, geez.
So
okay.
I'm like, was he having second thoughts? Like second regret.
So girls over all the time, but he wants her to pay some rent toward living there.
But it's not her place. Like, does she have how much? See, I need details here. How much stuff of her stuff is there? You know what I mean? Like, if she has a full closet, took over the bedroom, I get it. But if she's just there all the time, no, you can't charge, can you?
You could try. It's probably not going to happen. But from what he wants to do is charge her a portion of the rent.
Because she's always there. Anyone deal always with this? There. Has this ever happened to anyone else? Or it is happening to you right now? 818-2899.
Yeah.
We get to decide, jerk or justified, for him to ask for her to pay, right? Is that what's on trial?
That's the number, 818-2899.
Okay. Not every choice is clear. Yeah. So we're putting it to the test on Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here, 98.9 to Buzz. Listen to this voice message.
How about this for a jerk or justified? My roommate's girlfriend is at the apartment nearly every night. She pretty much lives here, rent free. So I want to ask her to pitch in for rent or have my buddy pay more. I don't know. I mean, if she was cleaning or cooking or grocery shopping or, I don't know, contributing anything to the apartment, maybe that's okay. But she does nothing because she's just the girlfriend. But yet she's here all the time. So... jerk or justified to ask her to pay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. He had me so nervous when he's like, if she's not cooking or cleaning, I'm like, where are we going with this?
No, what's up?
I get it. She's not contributing.
No. Okay, 818-2899. Dude's been holding here. Hi, man. What's up? Go ahead. Jerk or justified. What do you say?
I'm saying he is a jerk. She is still a guest there. She's not moved any of her true belongings there. So, yeah, asking her to maybe chip out, you know, here and there for some food or whatever is might be okay, but that's on the guy.
But not on the rent.
Now, I think I'm with you. I think it shifts over if she's getting Amazon packages delivered to. Yeah. There.
Is that now the line you draw? Is that the line you draw?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I got that. I got that.
I think so.
That's funny. 818-2899. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. See ya.
Thanks.
I know this might rub you the wrong way, but I think he should. Ask.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You?
Yes.
Why?
Well, right, I'm broke right now, so I kind of feel that money pain, but like, but taking that out of it, no, I mean, listen, you have an arrangement with you and this other guy to live at this apartment, right?
Yeah.
Then she should be contributing. If she's there every single night and she's staying the night and and eating their food, she's got to chip in. She's got to pay some.
So,
or move in and split it three ways.
Okay, here's my question, because it's been a hot second since I lived in an apartment. Actually, never. So I went straight from the dorm room to living
bougie.
With my... not bougie. I just missed out on that exciting part of life. Anyhow, does the... like, are utilities always included, or do you think they feel like this huge spike in the water? Because I could...
Oh, no.
If there's a huge spike in the bills and you can feel the difference with her being there with the electricity and the water and all that, I kind of get it. Otherwise, I think you're like being petty.
I mean, honestly, this dude should have just confronted the roommate first, you know, and say, hey, listen, you know, what's going on here? Is it, you know, are we
splitting? Even think he should confront it with the roommate. Like, I just think he should just keep quiet because now you're just starting something over what? Dollars.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's not like hundreds that makes a difference, does it?
But if you were, you look at an apartment is only so big. Even if it's a two bedroom or a three bedroom with a, like a two bedroom in an office or something, it's still squishy.
Okay, that's what it is. Then.
Yeah, if you got girl then laying around in the couch and in a blanket,
this is what it is.
Slippers, it's, watching TV all the time. Like, you're in my space, so why don't you pay for it?
That's what it is. Then it's not the money at all. It's the space. He's annoyed by her being there. So is he trying to push her out by asking for money? Because it's not really even a money issue then. 818-2899. On socials, it's 98.9 The Buzz or the free Odyssey app. There's a way you can leave us a voice message.
Yeah,
let me see. Looking at socials. Oh, okay. justified to ask for the money if she's got a toothbrush, a drawer? Oh, here we go again. Amazon packages arriving there. Congratulations. You've got another roommate.
Right. I would draw the line at Amazon packages. If you start getting stuff delivered there with her name on it, come on.
See,
now.
I don't agree with that. Even though I said it, it's because, like, sometimes do you get things ever delivered to work?
Oh.
Because you don't live at work. No, you never have? Christmas gifts when you want to hide them from the... No? Oh,
no,
I have done that.
Oh, no.
Jerk, asking the girlfriend directly is out of line. The conversation should be with the roommate, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but still, I don't agree. It should be even with the roommate.
Why not?
Your agreement, here we go. Your agreement is with your roommate, not his girlfriend. If the roommate wants her there 24/7, he should cover any extra costs. Again, only if there's really extra costs. That's what I need someone to answer.
To ask for her to chip in on rent because she's there so much, doesn't matter if it's coming from her or him, is justified. 818-2899. One more call.
What else you got? See. Oh, the electric bill doesn't care whose name is on the lease. More people means more costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's common sense. Justified.
Yeah, it's not like she's running a data.
Okay, here's another one. Jerk, unless her name is on the lease, don't start handing her a bill. That's a fast way to create roommate drama. That's what I'm saying. So you're just starting something.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting something if you say something.
Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
What's jerk? If he says it,
to ask, yeah. To ask her, you know, her to chip in because she's there all the time.
He shouldn't ask her, but it should be a conversation with his roommate, definitely.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's about space or if it's about money. It's the fact that she's there, and that was not the agreement when they moved in together.
Hmm.
They moved in together, and it wasn't about her. Maybe he wants to walk around in his underwear all day long.
Yeah, exactly.
And he feels he can do that with a guy roommate and not a girl roommate. You know what I mean? Maybe he just, it's
so
just,
it's not
it's
about
not
the
right.
money. You just made it a hung jury.
It doesn't have to be. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, good.
Yeah.
No, not good. We're hung now. What are we going to do? All right. 818-2899. You're so funny. You
I mean, that's a good
trouble,
point.
Don't you?
I think the very next call, you decide the case to ask, whether it's ask the roommate, ask the girlfriend to pay more because she is always there.
Right.
What's considered always there in your eyes? Where is that tipping point?
Is she showering?
Right.
Is she showering there?
Is she staying the night more than once a week?
Point.
More than the weekend?
More than once a week? Showering. That's all you give her? Once a week?
I meant to say more than the weekend.
Oh, more than the weekend.
Yeah, if she's there like, you know, every weekend. Even that. You know what I'm saying?
She's showering.
Yeah, she's showering there. Right.
She's showering.
Amazon packages with her name on it.
Thanks, Fired Up Trish.
Bye, Trish.
Bye.
Okay, let's do this here. Okay, hi, The Buzz. Who's this? What's your first name?
It's Jim.
Jim, first time, long time? Or you called before?
Oh, no, I've called before. I listen to you every day.
All
I'm
right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're the best, buddy. Okay, now you've got the tiebreaker. Is he a jerk or justified to ask for some extra?
Our leases, I run some properties, and our leases state the amount of people that you can have in there for the periods of time.
Really?
Oh.
So in other words, if you rent to somebody, okay, they'll stay right off the bat. They'll say there's going to be two people here, there's going to be three people here, and if they're there longer than 10 days or 15 days, then the lease rate goes up.
Ooh.
Oh, it does.
It's always like somebody living there,
sure.
And they sign that document.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that he's justified for asking for money.
Yes, he is.
I love you. Thank you.
Justified.
Bye, Jim.
Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
That was the cherry on top.
Yeah, you can't argue. Can't argue that.
Hey, you doing? What a beautiful morning we got on ourselves, Rochester. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy. I'm Scott Fiziano. There's Sandy Morris. Your 8 o'clock hour is here, and we would love to be a part of it. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes. We got sunshine in 75, sunshine in 80 tomorrow, sunshine in 83, sunshine in 85 by Friday. It's going to be awesome.
This right here is, it just reinforces the fact that sometimes we need to nag because it works.
What do you mean?
Okay. Before we get there, though, I just want to remind you that tomorrow, around this time, is our Spisano and Sandy 30-second pitch.
Ooh.
This is where you can pitch whatever it is. If you want your husband to do more around the house, if you want your wife to let you go on that fishing trip.
Yes.
You pitch your idea, we give you a yay or nay.
Easy.
Tomorrow at this time. Let us know if you want in. Okay, so more students are opting out of college and going straight into the trades.
Nice.
We've been nagging about it. We've been pushing it. Parents have been pushing their kids, and now it's working. So according to a new study, only 45% of students are choosing college after high school.
Oh, wow. That's big.
That's huge. Down from 73%.
Wow. Wow. Crazy.
The number of students selected the trade careers has more than tripled the last few years.
Really? When did this start? When did this start? This trend start to move?
I think 2018, it says.
Oh, that's before COVID. Before everybody said, ah, screw the world. I'm going to do something different.
Oh, good point.
Before COVID.
You're right.
Huh.
You're right. And now I wonder if it is the parents pushing their kids. Like, you know how our generation, my generation, it was we went to college. There was no choice.
Yeah, it was high school, college, and then off to the workforce.
Because chances are our parents didn't have the opportunity to go to college. So our parents worked really hard, and they were like, nope, you are going to do more than what I was able to do, right? So that's what we do as parents. We give our kids more than what we had.
Yeah, little did they know that you make more on the trades than you do if you go to college.
So now,
it costs 5 years of your life saving or of your life's income to pay for the college.
Is there someone right now you're starting off in the trades, or you worked in the trades, and that is exactly it, what Scotty said. You chose to go against what your parents were hoping for, and you're making a lot more money.
You know, it's weird because, like, my two boys, who are now grown, Anthony will be 27 next Monday, this coming Monday, and he went straight into the trades. I had no problem with it. My other son, Scotty, wanted to go to culinary college. So it's kind of like almost a trade. You know what I'm saying?
Here's my question. What is the... Because my mind, when you say the trades, I think construction, I think electrical, plumbing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I know there's so many more opportunities in the, quote, trades that you can get the benefit of the trades than just that. What else is there? 818-2899.
Yeah. I mean, we think the top three, you know. You know, roofing, siding, electrical, plumbing, you know, construction, woodwork, you know, that kind of thing.
They say that probably a part of this is indeed us all talking about it, pushing our kids to go into the trades, but also the cost. The average student loan debt in New York is about $39,000, which I think is kind of low.
Is that a year? Per year
student
or total?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it was yearly, but it kind of feels like it's you graduate college, you owe at least $30,000.
Yeah, 39,000 averaged out. Yeah, what's a state college? You know, like a SUNY, Geneseo,
I don't
SUNY
even know
Brockport.
Anymore.
Do you remember
Is
what it was?
The 30s?
Do you remember what it was when you went?
No, mom and dad took care of it, which I'm very grateful for. But
nice.
See, they worked really hard to squirrel away money, and I didn't have a choice but to use that money for that. Here's my question, though. Mm. So I saw, and this is a comment that came in that really, really, really bothered me, and I'm wondering if it bothers anyone else listening.
What?
So in this news article, it was like, the trades are really great because they won't be taken over by AI, right? It'll be the last AI casualty.
Probably.
The president of the Sheet Metal Air Conditioning National Association said there's an upward mobility built into the system. So the opportunities are endless to make more money and to get more benefits. You can become a journey person and all of a sudden become a field leader, shop foreman, superintendent, project manager.
Yeah.
And it goes on.
And you own the company, and then you buy a zillion-dollar house up on Lake Ontario.
You make bank. So now, that comment alone, that quote, someone commented referring to that quote. And this is what bothered me.
What?
The term journeyman, the term is journeyman, not journey person.
Oh, jeez.
Exclamation point, PC. And that was a woman who posted that comment.
So what does she have a problem with? It being Journey person?
Yes.
Well, why?
Exactly. I'm like, ugh. So I had a conversation with my daughter, okay, about this going to the trades, and I'm almost jokingly pushing her, mm-hmm. but there's some truth to my pushing her.
Mm-hmm.
She said that. She goes, Mom, I get it why you want me to go into the trades, but really, I just want to love my job. I want to have fun, and it's a journey, man.
Oh, like I can't be in it because I'm a girl?
Yes. I never thought that would, like, click, but... And, of course, she was playfully joking. We were both kind of just joking with each other.
Right.
But she pointed that out, and I go, listen, it's journey person now.
Jeez.
But then when I saw that comment, I was so triggered.
There's so many, titles that are male gender-based sounding that are being filled by women now. Like congressman.
Yes, but
congresswoman.
You don't think anything of it, really.
Mm-mm.
But maybe it is subconsciously working its way into the minds of these girls. Because when my daughter brought it up, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. They officially changed that.
Time to break the mold. Let's go to the calls. Hi, The Buzz. We're at 818-2899. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's Terry from Arlene.
Oh, Terry, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Yay. It's a friend, a Buzz fan.
So my son actually goes to a tech school in the area. He goes to Edison.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before, Scott and I, but he is doing computer science. He does the P-Tech program.
Okay.
Which is considered a trade, although they do have a direct link with MCC, so they can go directly into MCC right after as part of their program.
Oh, cool.
But there are also other pathways at Edison, including, like you said, the construction trades, also social media and computer, that side of computers.
And, so is that considered a trade?
They consider it's part of the trade school.
Oh, wow.
Okay, can I ask a very dumb question? And forgive me for my ignorance. But
one
of the benefits of this being in the trades, according to this article, was that, you're part of the union. Mm-hmm. And when you're part of the union, it's the upward mobility is built into the system.
Yeah.
And you get the benefits.
Being in a union is very beneficial.
So is that also this computer part?
It can be depending on where you end up working.
Mm-hmm.
It would depend. He's going to be going, he's finishing up sophomore year, junior, senior year, they do internships.
Mm-hmm.
They can do them at U of R, RIT, all kinds of different organizations and schools and companies.
Sure. I mean, if you end up working for like the IBEW, like the Electrical Workers Union, then, even though you're a computer, that's your lean, you're still in the union.
Is that what makes the trades so appealing, is because of the union aspect of it? Is that why everyone's like, go into the trades? There's so much money there.
Union for years. Mm-hmm. He worked for the city school district. He was a multi-skilled trades multi-skilled craftsman.
Mm-hmm.
He did carpentry and he did glazing and he did all of that stuff. So I can see where that can be a big thing. We were a big union family.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just depends on each individual kid. My daughter's in college.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's her lean? Where is she? Which direction is she going?
She is going for marine biology.
Marine biology. Aww. Awesome.
Hence the reason why she's in Florida for school. But yeah.
Wow. I mean, if she wanted to make less money, she could get into radio.
Yeah.
Pretty much. She is understanding the fact that her first few years are not going to be very
lucrative. Yeah.
Right. Then she'll hook up with a wonderful college, and then she'll be banking bank and then get pension.
Exactly.
Terry, thank you so much.
There are so many schools around that can do this. And so
true.
Yeah.
So true. Thanks for chiming in, babe. Go to Arlene's if you ever need anything. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. 98.9 The Buzz. Susanna and Sandy, it's time to call us up at 818-2899 because we're going to give you tickets to see Jessica Simpson in concert. And this is coming to Del Lago Resort and Casino because we're going to play, Sandra. Wait, don't tell me.
Yeah, listen very carefully to this story because this is how you're going to win the Jessica Simpson tickets, 818-2899. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here's how the story goes. And this is a real story, a local story. Something unusual was unfolding on Avery Street in Rochester.
Oh.
Normally, it's the kind of street people describe as peaceful. Kids play basketball in the road. Families gather for cookouts. Neighbors know each other by name. But over time, residents say something began to take over the block. At first, it was just small signs that something was off. Things turning up in places they shouldn't be. Yards that were constantly being disturbed. And a growing sense among neighbors that they were dealing with a problem no one could quite get ahead of.
Oh, God.
Complaints started rolling into the city. Warnings were issued. Then citations, then more citations. But whatever was happening did not stop. It spread. After months of complaints, warnings, and escalating enforcement, the city finally laid out exactly what was behind it all. The source of the disturbances was... How does the story end?
Oh, my God. This sounds like a apocalyptic craziness.
I know. It kind of was. If you live on that street on Avery, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it felt apocalyptic.
Oh, my God.
How does the story end?
818-2899. First call through gets to win the tickets. You don't even have to win the contest. It ain't no contest. We're just going to try to figure this out together. 818-2899.
Think about it.
Okay. Can we rule out zombies?
Well, yeah, if you want to.
Oh, God. All right. Well, call us up right now. 818-2899. Call next.
98.9 The Buzz.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Okay, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pizzano and Sandy. Good morning to you. It's 847, about 52 degrees to start. We're going to see sunny in 75, 80 tomorrow, sunshine. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Wait, don't tell me.
How does the story end?
Neighbors on Avery Street, to catch you up. Neighbors on Avery Street in the city were dealing with something causing absolute chaos in the neighborhood. It got so bad, parents were reluctant to let their kids play outside.
What?
Yep.
What?
Guess how the story ends. I'm not going to read the whole thing again.
I'll read the whole thing again.
No, come on.
It was so dramatic. Wait, yeah, what if we put a dramatic theme song underneath it?
Yeah, but once I tell you the ending of the story, it's going to need more time.
It's
going to
be anticlimactic. Okay. Cicadas.
Is that your final answer?
No. Zombies.
Final answer?
Rats. Crime.
Was it crime? Do you think that's what it was?
Final answer.
I mean, it was like the city. It was the city intervened. Like, this never happened before where the city's like, okay, yep, we are going to, we're going to have to take, we're going to have to go to the judge, like a court, and to rectify this situation.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Somebody's overgrown lawn.
Is that what you think?
Yes, that's my final answer. Somebody's overgrown yard, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Neighbors say it eventually reached to the point where the city took an unusual step, going to court to try and force the situation to be removed from the neighborhood entirely. It was a band of roosters, hens, and chicks all belonging to one neighbor. Residents said it was a hobby that got out of control. Uh-huh. The fowl was roaming freely from yard to yard, many times chasing after the children.
Chickens!
One neighbor said, I have pictures of her chickens that were sleeping on my grill outside of my backyard.
Why didn't you just turn it on then? <I don't. laughs>
Then the next day, I had droppings on my grill.
Ew.
There were eggs left, just eggs, all in the driveway.
Oh my God.
The amount of chicken feces and food waste had attracted droves of flies, critters, according to the neighbors, and the city, including raccoons and possums and skunks.
Yeah, they love eggs. It's gross.
The situation, this happened last year, the situation is still essentially ongoing in the legal system. Oh, like, the city of Rochester had to take this person to court, with the city trying to get full authority to remove the remaining flock if compliance doesn't happen. So it's still an issue. It's still a problem on Avery Street.
What the flock? I know. Are you talking about?
Isn't that insane?
I don't think you could have chickens in the city limits. Because
right.
Because of the space restriction, especially Avery Street's very tightly packed neighborhood.
So I guess roosters.
Yeah.
Wait, somebody help me here.
Male.
I think it was like roosters are not allowed, so they took the roosters away. But the chickens aren't illegal, so they keep the chickens. I don't know. It's like this huge legal battle where the city is like, please, judge, just let us intervene. And the judge is like, what are you guys worried about? Chickens? I got bigger issues to deal with. So it keeps like falling like down the priority.
Yeah, but if it turns into a sanitation issue and
why, and
now you've got like rodents and skunks and raccoons and
yeah, isn't that hysterical?
That is amazing.
So drive down Avery Street and look for that neighbor.
Yeah.
Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
Start that grill.
I know, how funny is that? I have pictures of the chicken on my grill. Oh, chicken, don't do that.
Don't tempt me, Mr. Chicken Jockey. Anyway, it's coming up to 9 o'clock now on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. And the commercial-free 98 is going to kick off the top of the hour with 98 straight music of minutes.
Music minutes. Okay, if you missed anything from the show, just go to the Spisano and Sandy podcast, The Breakfast Buzz. Tomorrow on the show is Spisano and Sandy's 30-second pitch. We are having so much fun with this. If there's something you want to pitch, you want to practice your pitch, let us know and we'll give it a yay or nay. Sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is time to say, we out.
We out like a dignity after singing too loud at a red light. See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. collect your favorites, and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.